As I pass the call to Diane.
Okay, didn't put a recording. Is it recording?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I will be reading to you today from Leviticus 19, verses 17 through 18, and I will be reading out of the ESV version, and it reads as follows. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the son of your own people, but you shall love your neighbors as yourself. I am the Lord. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word as I pass the call to Dee Dee. Have a blessing.
Well, happy Friday, my victors. It is June 24th, 2016, and I must say I am so blessed to just be here tonight. I'm amazed that all you showed up, and I want to thank you for showing up, because there's so many other things that you could be doing at 6 p.m. on a Friday night. But look at God. I know when I used to get ready to go to the we're going to talk about that. That's a whole other declaration. But I want to say thank you to Diamond Gale for sending a gap two Fridays ago, just giving me a chance to catch my breath. I appreciate you, sis. What a share I was able to listen in to the playback. And then for Bubbly, who had taken filth in the spot for last Friday. However, her grandson decided he wanted to show up, so we had to put the baby before the call. Amen. And he's here, and we're excited about all these new blessings. I, too, have a new great-nephew, Todd. He got about three middle names. I don't know them all yet. Davis the third. He's my new baby. He's living in Denver, so I'm going to have to make my way to see my little blessing. So I'm not going to stay long. Well, that might be a lie. I don't know how long this call is going to go. But I do want to share with my family tonight, just if you're in a position where you can take a deep breath and just let go of this week, just let it all out. If you're still at work, just kind of tune in if you can to listen. Go ahead and double check that your mute feature is working. Star 6 or your standard mute feature. I want a clear call tonight if possible. This is a good subject, and my God, I got excited writing about it and talking about it. And, you know, I talked to my son who just turned 27. That's just like my therapist when I'm going through things, and, you know, he'll give me some good ideas. So tonight the subject is, y'all know I make up words, haterization. Get ready. You might want to take notes. If your toes get stepped on, then you should have wore some thicker shoes. That's what I'm going to say. Amen. What happens when love turns to hate? I was listening, you know, I love music, all kind of music, not just the Mississippi Mass Choir, but I listen to some real stuff, y'all, because I can do that. It don't really change my mindset too much. I know how to let that stuff out. Anyway, and there's a song, I Hate You So Much Right Now, by Khalees. One of the girls, she was married to Nas. And then CeeLo Green in his song, he is some explicit stuff, but one of his phrases, he says, I hate you. Hate is such a strong word. Also, there's a couple of hate songs I do like, though, because Jill Scott says, hate on me, hater, now or later, because sometimes people not hating on, it's not even personal, they're hating on what they see in you. So it's the God in you. A lot of times. And then that Molly Music, he has one, if you get a chance, listen to it. Oh, you know what, I'll post it in the room. I Hate You, and he is singing to that defeated devil. Them lyrics are so dope. So when you get a chance, take a listen. But before I share what I wrote, my son just gave me something good. He's like, Mom, you really can't take hate personal when you realize where it's coming from, because it's normally coming from misdirected pain. So it's such a strong word, but I really think it's misused and misdirected. Just recently, I'm still in shock. My mouth was open with all the hate that people, even Christians, have shown towards LeBron Ramon James. Yes, I'm a LeBron fan, but I'm a life fan, and I like sports, and I like basketball, and I was really disheartened with actually reading post after post when people calling him out of his name and using the word hate, and oh my God, it was overwhelming. Really? Do you really know what you're saying? How do you hate someone you don't even know, yet you love God? You know what I'm saying? And you're giving God all this praise and glory, and but you're using that word hate. So let me get started. Hating and bitterness is a sin and can be brought on by getting a new job, a promotion, buying a new house, buying a new car, getting married, having babies, relationships, and even something like giving to charity can bring on haters. Maybe you give too much and somebody's not able to give. It's that serious. But again, nobody who professes to love Jesus should be on hater ministry, period. As Christians, we are to always be humble and never brag about anything. But there are some people, without you even bragging, who might be jealous of your achievements. Biblically speaking, there are positive and negative aspects to hatred. It is acceptable to hate those things that God hates. Indeed, this is very much a proof of right standing with God. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. And that's Psalms 97:10, the A part. Indeed, the closer our walk with the Lord and the more we fellowship with him, the more conscious we will be of sin, both within and without. Do we not grieve and burn with anger when God's name is maligned? When we see spiritual hypocrisy, when we see blatant unbelief and godless behavior, the more we understand God's attributes and love, his character, the more we will be like him and the more we will hate those things that are contrary to his word and nature. However, the hatred that is negative surely has to be that which is directed against others. The Lord mentions hatred in the Sermon on the Mount. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. It's Matthew 5:22. The Lord commands that not only should we be reconciled with our brother before we go before the Lord, but also that we do it quickly. Matthew 5:23-26. The act of murder itself was certainly condemned, but hatred is a heart sin, and any hateful thought or act is an act of murder in God's eyes for which justice will be demanded, possibly not in this life, but at judgment. So heinous is the position of hate before God that a man who hates is said to be walking in darkness as opposed to the light. 1 John 2:9-11. The worst situation is that of a man who continues professing religion but remains at enmity with his brother. The scriptures declare that such a person is a liar. That's in 1 John 4:20. And he may fool men, oh, but not God. How many believers live for years pretending that all is well, putting on a front, only to be found finally wanting because they have harbored enmity, hatred against a fellow believer? What are some reasons people are haters? Maybe you have something that they don't. They need to put you down to feel good about themselves, or they want to be the center of attention. They could be bitter about something. They lose sight of contentment. They stop counting their blessings and start counting the blessings of others. See it all the time. So, how do we not become a hater? 1 Peter 2:1-2, therefore, rid yourselves of every kind of evil and deception, hypocrisy, jealousy, and every kind of slander, even when you say it in love. Like newborn babies, thirst for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in your salvation. Proverbs 14:30, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. And Ephesians 4:31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Galatians 5:25-26, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. The book of Romans 1:29, they were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips. Y'all know some of the things that haters do? And yes, I'm going to have scripture reference because it's always good to have a scripture to back up what I'm sharing. Book of Proverbs 26:24-26, a hateful person disguises himself with his speech and harbors deceit within. When he speaks graciously, don't believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is concealed by deception, his evil will be revealed in the assembly. In Psalms 41 and 6, when someone comes to visit, he pretends to be friendly. He thinks of ways to defame me, and when he leaves, he slanders me. Psalms 12 and 2, neighbors lie to each other, speaking with flattering lips and deceitful hearts. That's interesting. Many times haters hate for no reason. It's just for no reason. Psalms 38:19, many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Psalms 69:4, those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause. Those who seek to destroy me, I am forced to restore what I did not steal. Psalms 109:3, they encircle me with words of hate and attack me without cause. Okay, I'm going to keep going. I almost said something. So when hating doesn't work, y'all, anybody ever experience this? When hating on you doesn't work because you're to a point now where you're not moved by it, you know, not as much. It's a process to ignore some of it. But when it doesn't work, they start telling lies. Proverbs 11:9 says, with his mouth the godless man would destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge the righteous are delivered. And then over in Proverbs 16:28, a dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. In Psalms 109:2, for people who are wicked and deceitful have opened their mouths against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongues. Y'all been lied on before? Don't feel good. Then over in Proverbs 10:18, the one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool. This is what the word says, y'all, in Proverbs. I'm not making it up. I really did take it out the Bible. Do not be envious of people who do wrong. Proverbs 24:1 says, be not envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. And then Proverbs 23:17 says, don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. Psalms 37:7 says, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Get into some good stuff because it tells you how to deal with the hater too, and this is all in the Word. Proverbs 19:11, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. And then the book of 1 Peter 3:16, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. It says may, but we know how God has a way of doing. Ephesians 4:32, instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. About to be done with some of these. 1 Peter 3:9, do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called. You were called to this. That one right there. That you may obtain a blessing. And then in Romans 12:14, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. You know, in some people's eyes, you just can't win. In fact, we should not even be surprised when haters hate, although there are some people probably even on this call that think that word is overused, but it's in the Word. Christ already warned us that they would. And you should be hated on all men by my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Matthew 10:22. We must keep in mind if they hated Christ, then surely they will hate the Christ in you. It is enough for a disciple that he may be like his teacher and a servant like his master. If they call the master of the house Beelzebub, I always say that word wrong, how much more will they call those of his household? It's Matthew 10:25. Christ's answer to the haters is this, therefore do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be shown. It's Matthew 10:26. Everything done in the dark is going to come to light. There really are no secret things or no dirt that can be done that God does not know about. Do not fear them because there is only one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. And that's in James 4:12. Fear them not for love. Fear them not, for love will always prevail against hate. Fear them not because fear them not, because truth shall always trump the lie. It's Proverbs 12 and 19. Fear them not, because the Christ in you will always prosper against any nastiness, spitefulness, and intended harm. Fear them not, because God has your back. As it says above, all that haters do will come to light, and whatever is done in the love of Christ will last. So, since haters are going to hate, what shall our response be? Continue in following God's will for your life, but you got to know what that is. Continue in mercy, continue in grace, and continue in prayer. Do not be vengeful, but instead show love, since love never fails. It's 1 Corinthians 13. Hatred is a poison that destroys us from within, producing bitterness that eats away at our hearts and minds. This is why the scripture tells us to not let a root of bitterness spring up in our hearts, Hebrews 12:15. Hatred also destroys the personal witness of a Christian because it removes him from fellowship with the Lord and other believers. Let us be careful to do as the Lord advised and keep short accounts with everyone about everything, no matter how small, and the Lord will be faithful to forgive, as he has promised in 1 John 1 and 9 and 2 and 1. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. It's Proverbs 25 and 21. I just wanted to share this. It's been on my heart because it just seems like the world is so full of hate right now. Everywhere you turn, people are hating because you are black or because you're white or because of your sexual origin or because of where you live or because of where you're from or even what team you play for. And that's sad to me. Or you're hating, but do we really know? Do we really know that love is greater? Do we really know as believers that hate is such a strong word? I'm just grateful that I, who realize that the biggest hater is the devil. But I'm going to tell on myself, and then I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up so we can discuss it if need be. I had to outgrow hate, y'all. Once I learned that hating anyone was killing me, I had to let it go. The ocular migraines that I suffer from, sometimes 4 to 5 a year, and that's a lot because you're wiped out for 3 days, you have to get an injection from the emergency room, and you lose your vision. But once I realized that I was literally killing myself because I had allowed hate to set in, hate for my ex-husband, hate for the doctor I felt had killed, who tried to kill me, hate for that one that took my heart to wipe his feet on. I hated that man, but God. Then I realized that I had to unhate some folks, too. And, yeah, I said that unhate. I don't know. Look it up. I don't think it's a word. But I wanted to remind y'all, if anybody is holding on to any hate, release it. Because hate is a cancer. Hate is an ulcer. Hate is a heart attack. Hate is a stroke. Hate is lupus. Hate is diabetes. Hate is depression. Hate is mental illness. As I pass the call and we walk into Friday Night Live, who's on the call?
I'm still on the call.
Did everybody hang up?
No, ma'am.
Who's there? That's it.
Oh, we all still here.
Hey, well, holla. No. Somebody say something.
Hey, Brother
Jeff.
Hey, Brother Jeff.
Anybody else called in and didn't get a chance to say hi?
Hi, it's Raina.
Hi, Raina. Hey. Thanks for calling in,
okay.
Girl. Welcome to Friday
Night
Live.
I needed to hear that message tonight, though.
I'm sorry?
I said I needed to hear that word tonight, though.
Well, I'm glad it was for you, my sister, because it was for me. It's like a pop quiz.
You said I hate some things. I was like, yep, check. Check.
Man, it's a real illness though, really. We gotta stuff to grow or it'll fester and the next thing you know you start walking around looking like you got baptized in pickle juice and that ain't cute. We know that.
Oh no, that's a pickle juice.
Yeah. Think about some people that just hateful. They wake up how you wake up mad? I get it. Life happens, but my God, you mad at somebody. And I love Pastor Hovell when he said, you holding on to hate Jimmy that moved on, and you still hating Jimmy. He ain't thought about you. So that's my share tonight. Is there any comments or questions or anybody want to share anything?
Hey, Didi, I will.
Kim. Hey, Kim, and who else was that?
Bub
and Kim. Me. Okay, so only Bub and Kim are hater free tonight. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead, Kim. Kim, Bubby, let Kim go. Hey, sister.
Okay. Well, hey, what was the first word you said? Was it haterization?
It's haterization, Kim. I'm from Richmond. You are too. You know that word, girl. Haterization.
Say it one more time, baby.
Haterization. I can text it to you.
Hater. Okay, got it. Haterization.
Yes, ma'am.
I wrote it down.
Yes.
I was like, haterization.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay. That says a lot, but. And you know, you said a whole lot in there, which is really, really real and really deep. When love turns to hate, that was one of the first, you know, things that you said. And when I wrote that down, I was thinking to myself, okay, God is love. First and foremost, we as Christians, or we say we're Christians, we're supposed to take on the characteristics of God, right?
Right.
First and foremost, love, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so when love turns to hate, so I see so much of that, like you were saying, you see so much of it on social media with people who proclaim to, you know, be a Christian. None of us are perfect. And I have had my haterization, however you say it. I've had hate in my heart for individuals, for things that happened to me pre-Kim salvation and also during my salvation, but thank God for overcoming some of those things. But you see so much of it even in the church, you know what I mean, when love turns to hate. You're a Christian, you're in the church, but you're hating on your brother and sister, you know what I mean? I see that in the church. I see that on social media, and It's just like self-examination, and it's a real eye-opener for some.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Hello? Uh-oh, hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead, sister.
Oh, okay, my earpiece, it fell out of my phone. My phone fell off of the table. The devil is a lie, see? But what I'm trying to say is that in the church, it's really, really sad to see a brother or a sister, more so a sister, hating on another sister for no apparent reason because of, you know, what that individual has on. But is that individual, are they hating on the sister for what she has on, or are they hating on the Spirit of God that's in her? Am I making sense, y'all?
Good sense. That's good. You're right.
Because that's what I see. I'd be like, why is that individual hating on that person? For what? Because, you know, she got on a new outfit, or because she got her hair done or something.
Right.
Leave that person alone.
That's because they're not doing self-ministry.
Right.
You're not in the mirror enough, and you're not really communing with God, because if you really understood, you don't have time for that. You know what I mean? Because God is a God of love, like you said. And I just feel like when we wake up each morning, you can't, it's just hard. And again, it's a process. There's no hate. I think, you know what I hate? I hate flies. I hate flies.
But you know what? But I separate myself from those type of individuals, but then I have to think about it. No. Supposed to be praying for them, right?
Yeah.
Praying for them.
Right, exactly. That's right, sister. I love you. Thank you for that. And Bubbly?
But, Didi, isn't that what you're saying? Like you said, that all of that's a process.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Okay.
It is a process. It is, but you have to think about that, how strong of a word hate is. And for me, you know, and then when I do my shares, again, I have to always say this is just what God is doing for me. And I used to feel some type of way, like, oh, it's too much, and my personality is for some people. But I don't have time to worry about how I share stuff anymore. You know what I mean? If it's too much or it's too strong or whatever, because life is short and time is running out. So anybody that can waste time hating on another brother or sister, but say they love the Lord, they need to check that.
Because
amen.
That's
not
that.
God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hey, can I say
but amen? What I was going to say, though, that was just coming back on what you had said to Kim. My thing was this. When you learn, this is something I learned because I had to come up out of hate. Cause, you know, I was walking around, you know, drinking the poison and waiting for that person to die. And that wasn't working because that's crazy. But the whole thing about it, because it is a process, I had to realize that I wasn't even really hating the person. I hated what the person was doing to me or what the person did to me. And see, that's when you start looking at it from that point of view, even though the word hate is strong, it wasn't hating the actual individual. It was what was going on. And through prayer and a lot of advice from the Claire's Victory family, I was able to get past all of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm with you on the I hate the flies. I hate insects flying, crawling, or whatever. But, yeah, I thank you for the share because it opened up my eyes to a little bit more study because you had lots of scripture references, and I will definitely be going through each and every one writing the scriptures, and then also I've taken it and applied it to me to make sure about that heterization, that it doesn't rear its ugly head in front of me or in me. And one more other thing before I go back on mute was about that haterization about a sister or a brother or whoever in Christ at church. That you said that needs to stop. And it's not always what they have on or even what they got with a God in them. It might be just their gift or what their talent or whatever they may have, and then they be hating on them because they think, oh, she thinks she this or that, or he thinks mm-hmm. he's all that because he can sing or he can praise or, you know, he can speak or teach. You know, it's a whole bunch of
mm-hmm.
foolishness. Whole bunch of foolishness. But at the mm-hmm. end of the day, I think you said, the more we put in us in Christ, the more that will alleviate, annihilate, and get rid of all the haterization in our life. That's all. I love you.
Amen. And you know I'll be getting hated on for my singing.
You know a copy of it.
Mm-hmm, you're singing. They be hating on my voice, but it's okay. Lisa, was you trying to say something? I heard your little voice.
Both of the ladies that said something was just like so spot on. And then thank you for your share. I mean, I should have been writing some stuff down because all kind of stuff was just popping in my head. You know, you talk about Bubbly says some key things, too, about, you know, hating. If you think about it, God said he hated some things. He absolutely
right.
does. He
mm-hmm.
hates sin. He really
right.
does hate sin. And, I mean, we are engulfed and indulged in some of us liking it right now. But he
yeah.
does. He hates sin. He hates pride.
Mm-hmm.
Six things he detests, and that seventh thing he hates, that's pride. So if you look at it, our prayer should be, God, teach us how to hate what you hate. God
right.
doesn't hate people. He hates
mm-hmm.
the sin, but he loves the sinner. How
mm-hmm.
can we not get that right? How can we say we love God in whom we have not seen and hate our brothers that we see every single day? And
yes.
I would say to you that for those that are quote-unquote hating in the church, it has absolutely nothing to do with you. You're just the option or the object of my own inner self-hate or rejection. It's because of what I'm lacking in myself that I project on someone else, and they just happen to be the one that's in that position right there. They may be doing something I desire that I might be envying or whatever it is. They might have something I want, I might be coveting. But if you notice, all those things are taking us away from love. Why? Because love suffers long. It's kind. It doesn't envy. It doesn't parade itself. It's not puffed up. It doesn't behave rudely. It does not think evil. It doesn't keep record of wrong. It never fails. So I would suggest, and I have to look at this closely, I think some of the things we call love was never love. That's how we were able to fall out. And love is a decision. We don't fall in love. That's why we've been messed up. We haven't been taught right.
Right. That part right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to make me run through this house. Oh, let me go back on mute. Go ahead.
All right. We haven't, you know.
Nope.
How you going to fall into something? God so loved the world that he made a decision to give, and it cost everything. It cost his son's life, and he had to shed the blood because without that, there could be no erasing away of all this sin that's making us hate anyway. And who's behind all of it?
Right. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Right. He just comes and sows discord and seeds, and we so caught up because we don't realize that our fight is not against flesh and blood.
Right.
So we so caught up on the main and plain things that we're missing the deep things. And that's how I believe the Bible talks about that. The word says that the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. And we're ignorant of Satan's devices, which is to sow seeds of discord and cause us to walk in unforgiveness. Thank you.
Good. That's like my pastor's son. I mean, quit saying my pastor's son because he's a pastor now, too. But one Sunday he was talking about the war, you know, put on a full armor, and you always talk about that. But we're putting it on to fight each other, and we're not putting
right.
it on to fight the enemy. So
you
right.
better say that, Dee Dee.
Right.
That part right there.
Yeah, that's not what it's about. So you're right, Lisa.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to share?
I just want a copy of it, that's all.
Who this is? Who said that?
I'm going to need to get them scriptures again, too, though.
Okay.
I'll
send them to you. I'll try to remember this time. They're in my computer. Who just said, who is that man? Who that man is?
You know that's my brother.
He be changing his disguise and his voice and stuff. I can't keep up with him. He be speaking in different
languages. It's that new headset. It's that new headset.
What's up, bro?
Bubbly. Bubbly.
Yes, brother.
Bubbly.
Yes, brother.
You know
yes,
what?
Brother.
I got
yeah.
moved and settled and everything, and my computer's broken. I'm not going to do nothing. Right.
Well, your phone is mumbling. Mm-hmm.
But there he go. I told you.
See what happens when you do ugly? See what happens?
For those of y'all who don't get it, this is love. If y'all join us for the first time, the Victors, they need Jesus. That's why they call in. That's right. They right.
Need some accountability.
At the right place. Brother, were you going to say something?
I didn't have a copy of it. I thought it was dope.
It was dope. Oh, did you just steal my word? You better quit. I'm going to tell.
Oh, my God.
You getting hip. You better slow down. You better pump your brakes.
That's what a new location will do for you, girl. Oh, yes.
Please don't pick up too many of my habits, y'all, because I'm still trying. Lord, deliver me from some of these things. Okay. Does anybody else want to share anything?
You know, it's like
a
transference of spirits.
Right. We ain't going to talk about a Denzel movie, Fallen, because we were talking about that the last call. That's deep.
No, we not. I had nightmares, and I hadn't even seen the movie.
Don't watch it. But y'all know what I did watch, though? I did watch, what's that, Chucky and the Bride or something? What, when Chucky got married?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Well, I was flipping channels, and I saw this little... Huh? What? What?
Don't tell me the world is scary enough.
Huh? What? Take your phone away from your mouth away from the phone.
I said the world is
you
scary
You brother.
That's bad.
Why we got to invent stuff?
I saw the doll running, and then I was like, oh, and then his bride or whatever her name was popped up, and it was just funny. It used to scare me, but I had to laugh. I turned the channel, but I was like, they are crazy.
I don't think she got a name. She just called the bride a check.
The bride,
name.
Right?
Right.
Kind of like Mrs. Job.
Wow.
So
y'all
Candy
quiet tonight, and that's not a bad thing. If nobody has any other questions or comments about the declaration.
I had a comment.
Who that is?
I had a comment. That's me. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, you know who I am. Okay.
Bubbly.
No. Yes. Yes,
go ahead, darling.
Okay, something you had said about the falling. No, that wasn't you. It was Lisa.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with her on that. How can you fall? I mean, to me.
Because we were
when
told
have you
fall in love.
Women. Yeah, thank you, because most of the times when you fall into something, it's
you tripping, you ain't got no
thing.
Control.
Absolutely.
Right.
I remember somebody
don't you end up tripping, though, when you think about it? It is a trip.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a trick, too.
But
fall in love, be in love. And I was like, well, okay, you know, change your words, whatever, but either way, if Jesus is, the devil is a liar. Jesus is love, so it's no falling into that, right?
It's very intentional.
And like you said, it's a decision. It's a choice. Just like the love and the commitment and all of that goes in with that.
True.
I'm so learning that. I'm so glad after y'all, because y'all don't know the growth that has taken place with me in these last 2.5 years.
Yes, us do. Yes, us do. We know. Us
my
do.
Lord.
Yes, us do.
And
I thank y'all.
Ooh-wee.
Hey,
if y'all is kind of new, keep calling in, honey, because it just gets it as over, gooder and gooder. Yeah, that's it. That's
gooder.
It's gooder and gooder.
There's no subject matter we won't talk about, and so always feel free. If there's a topic you want to discuss, you can inbox me, and we can do some research, and I can, you know, get Sister Lisa or Pastor LaVelle or Brother Eric, somebody to do it, but don't do it. So... I didn't get too many laughs, but yeah.
Wait a minute, no. And I'm just getting ready for some other names and nothing. No, don't do that.
I was going to hold everybody on this call. Whoever dialed in is actually Brother. Oh, was you going to say Brother Robert? Because I know Brother Robert is ready because he had said.
Oh, no, I didn't even.
Brother Robert, yeah.
Yeah, I think he is ready too. I think he is.
Brother Robert, yeah. He even said, huh, Brother Robert, if he's still on the call. We call folks out, Dondre.
Wait a minute. I think he just left. No.
You know, Dondre was on for Walk It Out until Bishop Patterson showed up. So when, Bishop Patterson done, we got you, Dondre.
Yeah, she ready. She ready.
I must have panicked there. I hit the wrong button and hung up the phone.
We know you was on, Brother Robin. We ready for you. We ready for your share, brother. So you just let us even know, because Friday night is our forum, and you know, I'm just grateful that Dion gave me the charts to set it up and start it off, but it's not my call, and it'll go on if I'm on here or not, if people ain't having babies.
Oh, you know what?
But I'm grateful. I'm grateful because really, and you know what, another thing, you guys, nobody has to go through this fight alone. So if you're heavy, if you're feeling down and you just need, it's so many of us don't, what I'm trying to say is that's why, thank God for Facebook. If you don't have phone numbers, send somebody a quick SOS, 911. If we can't connect up, we can at least know that something's going on and it's like a 911 and you can get prayed for, because the attack is on. And so just know that. There's always somebody available to intercede. That's the real deal.
Amen. That's real talk right there.
Yeah, because there's a lot going on, and we gotta just be, you know, help to one another. No distance in the power of prayer. So, is there anybody else that needs to share anything or want to sing? Well, now I'm the only singer on the line, but I thank you all for tuning in, and I hope at least one somebody got something out of this share, and I will try to get those scriptures to you. I actually could send you it's in my email. I could send it to Lisa and to Lavel.
Ms. Deontay?
Yes, ma'am.
I heard you say you were the only singer, but you must have forgot you had your backup. Rihanna on the line.
Oh, girl. Sis, you haven't been to the studio lately. See, we got to get it. Y'all don't even know. Y'all ain't ready. Victor, get ready.
Ain't ready.
I got backup. It's about to go down.
You want to give a little sample tonight?
Yeah, y'all might. We don't get no free samples.
No,
ignore Brother Eric, you know, because I just declared on him, and he going to act like one of them things I declared on.
What?
Oh, Jesus, I love y'all.
He smooth came off and mute with that one.
Right, didn't he? Yes. No. And look, it'll be the first one trying to get a ticket.
You know,
in the front row.
One, no, one, one autograph,
row,
too. One autograph, too.
Right. No autograph. Matter of fact, we have to have the bouncer escort him to the black room because he can't even go in the green room.
To the last.
In the green room.
Where's the liar? Amen.
We love our brother Eric.
Nah, he ain't coming because he always trying to act like a sister can't sing. But I got backup. I got another surprise too for y'all.
Oh,
I got a couple of dancers now. It's good.
Dancers?
Yep. You know how, can I say something real quick? I
don't
even like be a bug to real quick.
Dancers.
But you know, just to
Brother
Jeff.
Oh, no. You know, he did.
Wait, but did he just say that?
No,
did he
not to Lisa. Lisa, we ain't going to, he didn't say nothing.
Oh.
Go ahead, Lisa.
No, okay. So, you know, Brother Jeff, if you're on the call, I wanted to say this, and I don't even, you know, I just feel led to say something. It's not planned or scripted or anything. But I've really been thinking about this, and we've been talking about how attacks are coming and you got to get ready and everything. But I've been noticing Brother Jeff's prayers lately, even before. And it's been, I don't know, quite a few weeks now, and I've been just like, wow, you just really have just, you know, showed yourself up in Brother Jeff, and I can just hear in his sound and in what he's saying and how he's praying and how his comments that, man, you're just maturing and growing this brother up, and here comes the attack. Oh,
of course.
His praise, yes.
That's relevant.
And it's something
okay.
to jeopardize, quote-unquote, his future, even though our future is not in our job. But that's how this man provides for his family, he and his wife. But still, look at how the enemy would be. But his praise report was nevertheless, you know, and he was still praising and still praying. And then his testimony, even though it wasn't like he came out without any scratches, it's still, nevertheless, God is still good. So I love that. And right there is what we need to highlight. Because we're going to go through some stuff.
Amen.
We're going to go through some
stuff.
And the devil ain't happy about you proclaiming. And actually, I tell you what, he don't care about you proclaiming as long as you're not living it.
That part right there.
To live this thing and walk it out and love in spite of. Yeah.
Amen.
So praise God for you, Brother Jeff. You are just, you've encouraged me in your prayers. I tell you, even all the men today praying and
girl,
even last Friday,
this morning,
I'm just like,
oh, yeah,
God, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
So I just wanted to encourage you, Brother
Jeff.
I just wanted to encourage you. And,
thank you, sister. I mean, like Brother Marcus shared about the men, you know, for the past few Fridays, we need that encouraging, you know, whether it's from our wives or from our sisters. So thank you.
Amen.
It makes me think about that Donna Lawrence song, I'm Healed. May have some scars, but I'm still healed.
Mm, come on.
I love that song.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Disappointments, I'm still here. I'm still healed. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a modern one. I'm walking with my limp. Yeah, I got that limp, but I'm still walking.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That just encouraged me. Mm-hmm. That part right there just encouraged me. Still healed.
Yes, God.
And trusting God through the process because, like you say, we claim it, we walk in it, we save, but and you know the battle is the Lord, it's not ours, but we still gonna go through some stuff. It ain't like we're gonna be, everything's all, you know, sunshine, glitter, and unicorns and rainbows. No, it's not. not in the real world, you know. So yes, amen. It's with our brothers Christ on this here call, those even away from this call, but these ones on here. Man, like I said, I'm looking forward to Friday. I don't know about the rest of y'all. Friday mornings, yes, Lord.
Well, my family, if that be all, we can go ahead and close on out this here edition of Friday Night Live. I'm so glad to have somebody to laugh with because y'all know it ain't been laughable days, but God is able.
Yes,
give us a moment so we can just breathe and we can just thank him for the right now, you know, and the hallelujah anyhows and how he works all things together for the good no matter what it looks like.
Yep.
Amen. My God.
Amen.
To be able to laugh, you know, to be able with so much going on, you guys. I'll share quickly. Y'all know the story, you know, April 11th, my nephew's girlfriend took her life, and then 6 weeks later, his baby brother and niece were found, and then one of my dearest hearts, I mean, I love her. I mean, we're 8 days apart. We've been sisters for 27-plus years, and I found out
that she got that ugly cancer, ovarian cancer, they're saying stage 3, and because they detected it, and it's one of those ones that is hard to detect. I mean, you go do your appointments, and, you know, it's just a rare form from what I've been told, but the part that's have my emotions as a roller coaster is because we're so close and I see her so much, but they're asking that she's in isolation because of infection. So I've talked to her, we FaceTimed, but it's hard because I'm used to, you know, going with her, it's a lot. And then one of my other friends, coworker's nine month old baby died. I mean, it's just every day.
Ooh.
Every day. Every day it's been something. But I'm like, God, I trust you, and I know I'm growing because the things that I've endured and other stuff, too, I mean, those are just major things. The old me, y'all, I would have been crawled in my bed with the covers over my head, but God has risen me, and he's also provided for me because I thought about it. I was telling my sister, had all this stuff been going on and I still had to go to San Ramon, then they would have fired me because I wouldn't have been at work. I wouldn't have been.
Right.
So he's positioning me, and you know, through it all, some lives, some young folks gave their lives to the Lord, and it just makes your hope. For me, my outlook on life has changed. And I know usually when people die, we say that, but it really has, because things that used to really have me in bunches, I'm like, okay, you know, that's my new, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know what I'm noticing right now, Dee Dee, is that there's so much, you're, what's going on with you is, like, there's a lot of people passing around you. What I'm noticing is that there's a lot of passing not directly connected to me, but, like, through people that I know.
Right.
And there's a lot of violence every time you try. And I don't watch the news. Like, I stopped watching the news years ago because I can't handle that. That's just too much for me every time you turn it on. And, I tell my grandmother that she needs to stop watching the news, too, because this woman's like, she doesn't want to leave her house.
Right.
She's like, did you see on the news that did you? I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, just stick to Jeopardy. Stick to Jeopardy and Pricey's Right. But,
Candy Crush.
Right.
You know?
Watch a lot
of the Candy Crush.
Right.
Lisa, you did not just say that. Not my sister, Lisa. No.
Well, you won't be paranoid.
Right.
So this stuff this world's getting darker.
It is. And, you know, a lot of people are walking around with shades on, and they don't see it. And I think that why I really appreciate these calls is because I'm in a place right now where I'm so sensitive and so in tune to what's happening that these calls really strengthen me during the week and give me like that encouragement, you know what I mean, to continue to go on and to not get caught up in all the violence and the passings and all of that, you know, but just to keep my trust in the Lord and to keep my faith in him that, I just got to push on.
Yeah, and you're right about, because there's things that I used to hear about, you know, things even as many deaths, because I have been connected, because I know a lot of people, for one, and like my doctor reminded me earlier that, you know, I'm 48, and I remember thinking, dang, that's old. But no, it's not. 48. Hush, Lisa.
Sure,
I hear you
laughing. Not no more.
Right, but I used to be, oh, that's old. I'd be laughing at people that turn. So, but I'm realizing that even with the tragedy, because I would see things like what happened to Kyler and Kaylee on the news and feel torn, like, oh, my God, those poor people. So then when it hit us, that's why I said, the word don't say if trouble comes.
Mm-hmm.
I pray nobody else has to ever go through anything like this because it's a nightmare, you know. But he will strengthen us. And like you said, we just have to stay in the word and trust God and trust the word. To be the word. You know what I mean? It's not like we can talk about it but not walk it because things are happening. You know,
that's right.
People are dying. People are crying.
That's
people
right.
are sick. You know, people are just in despair. That's why I wanted to talk about hate because I'm like, who got time to be hating on somebody and folks is dying? Like, I can count
but you know what,
people.
Though?
Uh-huh.
But I think that, you know, a lot of what's happening right now, instead of people turning turning back to God,
right,
they're starting to be consumed by the hate. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's become
yeah.
so easy for them
mm-hmm.
to
right.
hate because they see it all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if people don't...
That is the word, though.
Yeah, the love is waxing cold, and it's going
yeah.
to wax cold. It's going
yeah.
to wax. Word. But we still have the word of promise where it tells
right.
us to think on those things that are lovely and pure. So
better.
It sounds like
right.
the diversions or sounds like we're trying to avoid the news or whatever it is. But if whatever we put before us and whatever we focus on, so back to Philippians 4, thinking on those things
mm-hmm.
that are lovely and pure and just and of a good report and that has any virtue or anything that's praiseworthy, if we think on those things, we'll be able to maintain the peace of God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Through it all.
Yeah.
Through
yeah.
it all. And Lisa, thank you for saying that, because that's sometimes people are like, girl, you got all that going on and you got your lips on? Yeah? Because that's,
hello.
You know what I'm saying? It's not
she
on the
lips.
Test, but I'm like, I gotta put my lips on and I'm
making good.
Yes. You know, I will not be defeated. All right, devil, you thought you did something. You ain't done nothing. All I'm going to do is get a new shade.
Hey, Dee Dee, this is Juliet.
Hey, Juju, how you do?
Hey, now. I'm doing good. I love your decoration. And, you know, I like the fact that, you know, keeping it real as far as our time zone, what part of the timeline we're in, which is, you know, persecution is coming. And, but I also just was listening, just by listening, I thought about, but this is also a beautiful opportunity to talk about the love of Christ. This, you know, because, you know, people's hearts are failing due to fear. This is an opportunity for us at any time, you know, we can just drop that seed, you know. So it's almost a right, you know, the scripture of harvest right, laborers of seed. But this is the time for us to actually become laborers. We can, you know, because it's the enemy is making it so easy and so simple for us to do it now, you know, even more so now, even though there's things coming, you know, at us quickly and the temperature is being, you know, turned up for us at this time, though, it's a great opportunity to witness. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, amen to that.
It's super great because if you think about it, God always, he's very strategic. He knows what he's doing. It looks like
mm-hmm.
he's out of control, but he still knows what he's doing. He oftentimes allow wicked kings to rule over his people so that their hearts would be turned back to him. He allowed calamities. He allowed things to happen to get the attention of the people so that their hearts right would be turned back to him. A lot of people, because of that young girl and having her service at Acts, and Julia mentioned it this morning, but they didn't just go to the altar. They went to an altar call for salvation. And only God knows their heart. So if they went, and I looked at the video, and it was this young girl.
Did you see how many, Lisa?
Going
was
to the
cold.
Altar. I know, right?
Man.
So look, and here it goes. What the enemy meant for bad, God will turn it around for good and for his glory. And he knows exactly what he is doing.
Amen.
So her
so
life
true.
Was not in vain. Isn't that something?
Not at all. Not at all.
To his glory. So that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
Amen, my sisterins. Thank y'all for y'all share. My brethrens and everyone who called in to listen to the haterization, as Kim heard me say. That is a word.
Hey,
I got it now, Didi. I got it now. You got it now, sis. I got it now.
Let us hear.
Well,
your brother, I mean my brother, your daddy do it all the time. He give me front row service. I love it.
Cops over here.
Somebody having a conversation
about roadside service.
Oh, roadside service. Okay. Well, on that note, is Lavo on the call, or is the brother Robert? Hey, if you still on the call, can you pray us out? Brother Robert.
Father, thank you for this awesome day, Lord. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Thank you for the blessings that you've given us and the word that you've given us to overcome hate in our lives and that springs up around us, Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the people that are on this call that are following the glory that has been put in their spirits, in their hearts, Lord God, that they will minister to us that need ministering to, that we are able to share our life experiences with others, Lord God. We thank you for that. We give you glory and honor for everybody on this call, Lord God. I praise you for the hearts that come together to share with one another, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the weekend that we have coming up, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, brotherin.
Brotherin, we'll look forward to hearing you soon. Well, you guys have a wonderful Friday night. Have do some fun. Watch something to make you laugh.
Oh.
Put on Martin. Lisa, watch
doing?
Martin, and we'll have a quiz on it.
Woo.
Love you. Have a good
all
evening.
Right. Got you.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Bless. Call at 6 o'clock in the morning. Peace and blessings.
Love you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Good night.